Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We continue to meet the candidates of the 2018 South Dakota election. We've invited all those running for office to join us on the program for live conversations on In the Moment, and you can find those archived after the broadcast at listen.sdpb.org. Today, we welcome a Republican State Senator, Stace Nelson of Fulton. He's running for re-election in District 19, and he joins us on the phone. Senator Nelson, thanks for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good morning.
Let's get a little bit of your background. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your service to the state so far.
Sure. I'm a fourth-generation South Dakotan. I was born in Sioux Falls and then raised in the Sioux Falls, Salem, and Mitchell area. I graduated from Mitchell High School in 1985 and went straight in the Marine Corps, where I spent 13 and a half years in the Marines. Then I served as a federal agent with NCIS, the Naval Criminal Investigative Service, the real agency, not the TV show, for about 15 years, and then semi-retired back home in 2009. So some folks in the community asked me to get involved in the state legislature in 2010, and I was first elected into the South Dakota House of Representatives back in 2010. I served two terms in the House of Representatives, and then ran for the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in 2014, and thought I was out of politics until 2016, when folks asked me to run for the Senate. So folks were a little bit concerned about the tax and spend culture that had evolved out in Pierre, or there was an ongoing problem, and some of the corruption out there. So some folks asked me to get back into politics, and I ran for the Senate seat in District 19, which is Bonholm, Douglas, Hutchinson, Hanson, and McCook counties. So I won one election in 2016 with, I believe it was 78.2% of the vote, so which was a very humbling experience.
All right, so you and I are both former Marines. I'm wondering, 13 and a half years in the Marine Corps seems like an interesting number. Tell me about the transition out of the Marine Corps.
Well, you know, it was a difficult time for me. I had been injured several times in the Marines, and it was my third medical board. I was due to pick up a gunnery sergeant, so I did not want to get out of the Marines, but had been severely injured. You know, blew some discs out of my back, messed up my knees and shoulders. I was intentionally run over by a criminal. I was a Marine criminal investigator, and a criminal used his vehicle to resist apprehension, so he intentionally hit me with the car. So that happened in 92, and I managed to, keep pushing on for quite a few years, about 7 years after that, but finally the injuries caught up with me, and the Marines gave the needs of the Marine Corps outweigh the needs and the wants of the Marine, and told me to pack my sea bag. So fortunately, I'd spent 5.5 years as a military special agent with NCIS, and my bosses appreciated that service, and they hired me straight out of the Marines. And you know, although my body wasn't up to the par of the Marine Corps, I was still tough enough to be a federal agent for quite a few more years.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the important issues to voters in South Dakota. What are you hearing as you talk to some of your constituents about, and what do you think are some of the top issues for the State House in an upcoming session?
Well, I think what we've all seen that is a major concern, especially in my district, in my neck of the woods, is corruption in the state of South Dakota. My district abuts Charles Mix County, where we've had a whole family and a former state official die in the middle of state corruption, hundreds of millions of dollars that disappeared into people's pockets. So it has been an ongoing concern of my constituents, and I can tell you from my dealings with in state politics that it is a severe concern of mine. So and we've seen remnants of this, or the further expansion of this, with some of these politicians' efforts to enact a code similar to what the mafia has, the code of silence in regards to confidentiality, demanding loyalty, among legislators for Republican leadership and confidentiality, meaning silence in exchange for money and promises of chairmanships in our committees. So I can tell you that I didn't sign those loyalty pledges. As a matter of fact, when I received it, I told them in very explicit, vulgar fashion, if you will, where they could stick their loyalty pledges and their demands for confidentiality. My loyalty is to my constituents, and I will never promise these politicians that I will give them confidentiality and have to lie to my constituents or tell my constituents that what happens in their state legislature is none of their business. The South Dakota Constitution promises South Dakotans an open government process, and that's what I promised them as their state senator.
Have you been asked to lie to your constituents?
Well, when they demand that you give them confidentiality, when we're talking about is these caucuses, when we have caucuses, right. The Republicans have closed them, which it violates Republican principles explicit within Republican rules, within Republican platform. These are politicians that have perverted the principles of the Republican Party, and they've gotten away with it. And when they demand confidential in these caucuses, every bill, every policy decision that happens in your legislature is discussed and invariably almost decided upon in these Republican caucuses outside the public's eye. That's not appropriate, and it's unacceptable to me as a state senator. And I've never promised these politicians confidentiality, and I won't lie for them, and I won't hide stuff from my constituents. And what they've done is, as a result of some of the recent scandals, is they've kicked up their efforts to silence opposition to some of this corruption and to some of the shenanigans they've been pulling the legislature by now demanding a written affirmation that legislators will keep what happens in these caucuses confidential. And, you know, frankly, it violates what, you know, if folks haven't read this, there's been some news about it, but right. They sent out a letter demanding people pledge their allegiance, loyalty, and confidentiality in exchange for money and for positions, committee positions, chairmanship positions.
Senator Nelson, I'm going to have to interrupt you just out of fairness to other candidates, because we are at our time is short now. So you're welcome to come back other times and expand. But for today, we thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you very much for having me.